This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am. Yeah. It'll be up in a second. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's really if you want to get involved in the conversation. If you just don't, if you don't want to be involved in anything, that's okay too. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am, what is this thing poking me in the chest? What are you doing? Anyway, I always a pleasure to have you aboard with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million and three things you could do. That's not nerving. Hearing yourself from somewhere else. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I really mean that sincerely, and I appreciate the time that you're spending listening to the show. Let your friends know about the show. You know, and again, I'll take any side of the issue. Man, I was going round and round with somebody this weekend, and I love it when this happens. I know. You know, they always say don't fight those people on Facebook because you really can't win. And you're right, you can't win the conversation. I'll give you that. You are a gazillion percent correct. You cannot win the conversation because most of them don't have the ammunition it takes. So my argument with the guy, and you can go ahead and head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And one of the things I'd love to talk about, or wrote about, was how how the DNC, I know what it was. He started me off, the reason I wrote this piece. He started off with, you know, here we go again. Why did Debbie Wasserman Schultz, why did she leave or resign because of a bunch of, conspiracy theories? That was it. And so I said, you know, a perfect Dem. You are the perfect quintessential Democrat progressive, or progressive Democrat, I should say. Okay? Drinking the Kool-Aid like everybody else. And I said, how delusional can you be? Right? It's one thing if it's somebody running around just saying these things are happening. It's another thing altogether when somebody says, here's the emails. They're not supposed emails. They're not emails that have been all redacted out. They're not ones that are kind of suspicious because, you know, the print doesn't matter. No, these were real emails off of the DNC system. Now, after he went back and forth with me trying to, you know, here we go, conspiracy theory and all this, and the Republicans just trying to get to the Democrats. No! These people were scum. And they even apologized for it. Why would you apologize for something you didn't do? Unless you're not playing with a full deck, and do you really want them legislating if they're not playing with a full deck? I'm just asking. You know, so I call BS on this one. You guys who think that everything is a conspiracy, some of you Dems who want to sit around and defend this action, my God, if it was us, you'd be crucifying us. Right? Is it like Trump didn't call everybody coming over the border rapists and murderers? No, he didn't. Go grab the clip. But you say it, so it must be true. Those thousands of emails that came out of the DNC... that show how racist you people really are? What do they call it? The taco bowl or something like that? Can you imagine if a Republican said that? My God, you'd have billboards up. Are you serious? I mean, seriously, you guys are a real piece of work when it comes to this stuff. And I do. I love this. I get the biggest kick out of this. Because you had a, there was a, and I'll pull it up later on and talk to it. But you actually had, oh, here it is. No, that's not it. You had an official at the DNC that apologized for what went down. Why would you apologize? Again, why would she resign? And why would you apologize for something you didn't do? I'm confused. Unless they thought it was going to get them somewhere. So I don't know. You guys make me nuts because you can't make up your mind. I saw, my wife and I saw Hillary's America over the weekend. I think we both came home and threw up. We were thoroughly depressed. Had to take all kinds of medication. Should have started drinking. It's over. No, I'm just kidding. It's not over. It's only over when you guys say it's over. When you stop fighting. Now, a lot of you have stopped fighting because Trump is our nominee. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? And I keep saying the same thing, and I'm going to keep saying the same thing to you guys. If you believe that she's the wrong person for the job, and you believe that he's the wrong person, if that's the way you're approaching this, and that's the argument I had with Michael Housen last week, here's the deal, or here's how I feel about it. You know what she's going to do. You know how she's going to tear the place apart. You know how she doesn't give a crap about you. You know how it's just about her pocketing all kinds of money for her and Billy. Listen, if they got $150 million for a speech when she was Secretary of State, what's the going rate for president? I'm wondering. Right? These are the same people that were renting out the, the Lincoln Room in the White House. As we saw when they left. And actually, I would tell you I probably knew 85% of what they talked about in the movie already. So I did learn a few things. But man, we got to get our act together. You know? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me right after the break, and I guarantee we will have a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. Also, we are now live on Facebook and YouTube and Ustream. You know, I like to say this. I used to say it all the time, but got old. We're like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us anywhere. Unless you got to go out of your way not to see the show. How's that? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Always a pleasure to have Kimberly Moran. She joins me every week here on the show, or pretty much every week now. If she's not on the show, she's antagonizing me in the chat room, but that always works out well. I do appreciate that as well. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, so hey, actually, I'm calling it the first night of the DNC. I'm calling it Fright Night because they have what? Fright, like fear night, afraid night. Because
it's always Fright Night, isn't it?
They have, Michelle Obama.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's...
I called you Jose. By the way, I called you Jose in my Facebook post. I didn't mean to do that.
No, he's okay. He's okay. I could do that for you. Yeah, he's okay. Well, you know what? That falls right in line to, you know, again, one of the arguments, I don't know if you heard me saying I was having with somebody on Facebook, because I know them, and they really poked me because they called this whole thing just a conspiracy on the WikiLeaks release and all of that. I'm going, wait a minute. If it's true, it can't be a conspiracy. That's number one. Number two is you just don't like all the nasties. They used the word homo. They used the word Mexican. I mean, they went right. I mean, those emails were disgusting. If we had done those, they'd want every representative in Congress who didn't denounce them probably to resign, right? But not them. And then on top of it, you got to comment on this one too. On top of it, we take Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this is an egregious act. She's sorry she couldn't. She's done. And right away, who hires her? Probably because she had all the right qualifications, right?
Yeah, well, you have to be a corrupt scum to work for Hillary, right?
God.
I mean, and that Hillary, I mean, that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's always been a heinous, horrible, horrifying person. She lies. She's corrupt. She's perfect for the Democrats because that's what they do. You know, these people that are actually, you can't be honest and be a Dem. I'm sorry, you cannot. Because if you're honest and you're a Democrat, then you're not being honest about being a Democrat because the party doesn't lie or tell the truth about history, about policy, about anything. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz is perfect to work for Hillary. Perfect.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you something. We saw. Have you seen D'Souza's Hillary's America yet?
I have not. I just was looking to go so I can go see it this weekend. That was the way this happened.
Yeah, you got to go see it for no other reason. It's a cool history lesson / reminder. You can't. I don't know how they're going to deny what he said because every bit of it is right on, and it's all provable through history. But yeah, you know, they don't like that. It makes them very uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know what we all had already said that Hillary was getting coronated, right? I mean, we all said this. Tons of people said this.
Yep.
She was just getting handed the nomination. You know, of course we knew, you know, Bernie is a socialist. That's what his whole mantra has been. And it's certainly the DNC wasn't going to let some independent take over their party, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Hillary was getting coronated. We all knew this. But it's just that no one could ever really verify it because they would come out and say, no, this is a fair process. Yet superdelegates are a fair process. Sure thing. This just proves and verifies everything we already knew. Their sexist comments or their religious comments, all their comments in their emails that we've seen, that's nothing new. We already all knew that. Did other people need to see that verified in an email?
Yeah, but you really think it's going to make a difference? Because the hardcore Republicans, the hardcore Dems are going to blow it off as just, you know, things being taken out of place, or they probably played around with the, you know what I'm saying?
They don't care. Look, Joe, this is the party that revered and kept voting for and reelecting Ted Kennedy, who left a woman to die. Okay?
Yep.
That was my first introduction really into politics when I think I was 12 or 13. I saw that story. Now, my parents didn't tell it to me. I saw it on a television program. That's my first introduction to Democrats. Now I think we have a good reason why I think about them the way I do.
You know what's really funny? I remember that. You had about Mary Jo Kopechne. We shouldn't let anybody forget it or that story. And the people today are too young to know. I mean, this guy, because of his family, because of the people around him, he got away with murder.
The whole,
they all drank like fish on that island, okay, especially him. And here he goes, and you know, because he's drunk, he drives off the side of a small bridge. The car goes into the water. The coward. He doesn't even have the guts to go after her to try to save her, get her out. When he gets home,
right,
he doesn't call the police. Why? Because he's too drunk, and he doesn't want anybody to know that he's drunk.
Of course.
I mean, just...
And, you know, when I was 12 or 13, I said to my mother, why do people vote for him? She had no answer, but that's my point is, Democrats don't care. cares? They like to pretend they have some modicum of decency, but they do not. Look, Anthony Weiner, which was sharing his junk on email,
Or
Twitter. Twitter with other people. Guess what? He finally had to be forced to resign because they were young girls and he was married, his wife having a baby. But then he ran again for something. I mean, these people are horrifying. A lot of them are criminals, but they still get reelected and voted on. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. She is the most corrupt politician in the United States in history.
Well,
but yet, she's their nominee.
Well, what's funny that you say this is because, you know, my piece this weekend is all about this kind of thing, that, you know, how much Kool-Aid do you have to drink to stay this brain dead when it comes to some of this stuff. You know, I talked about Charlie Rangel. I talked about Maxine Waters, you know, and the scandals that these people have been caught up with. And they're only two. I mean, there's a boatload of them. And I realize we got some on our side, too. But these guys get a pass. Yeah, total absolution all the time.
I mean the right.
Yes.
But, this behavior is not allowed if you're a Republican. You know, it's funny because Hillary Clinton on a Sunday show said, I held to a higher standard. I almost spit my water out all over the TV.
Well,
really? Her standards are so low, you can't hold her to any standards.
Because
they're so low just for her.
What's that? What's that thing with the dancing? You got to go under the stick? What is that?
Limbo.
The limbo.
The what?
Limbo. I said, you couldn't, you know what, how low can you go? You know, you're right. I mean, she gets the stick in the mud. That's how low she goes. But
if any Republican has done all the things she's done, they'd be in prison. Look at Nixon. Nixon was a saint compared to her. And I'm no fan of Nixon.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Stay at that level. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. More with Kimberly Marin right after this. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You get a shiver in the dark. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to know what the stations, the times, all that other fun stuff, head up to the website. You go, there's a Listen Live button. It goes, pulls down. Is it another Listen Live? I keep getting this wrong. Anyway, search the website. You'll find it. It'll give you stations. It'll give you times and all that other fun. We have classic podcasts up there as well. You get information on the guests. We actually have a guest section on the show that gives you information on the guests that we have on the show. Speaking of guests that we have on the show, Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does pretty much at least every week now, or at least online every week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me, and let people know how they can hear you and get some more of your writings.
I am on New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, Granite Rock, and I have a weekly segment that I anchor at 8:20 Eastern Time, Gerard at Large.
You know what's really funny, though? We got to say this because this is we got a little more of a national audience here. People, what is the reference? Why Granite Grok? I know why. Tell them why.
Oh, don't make me do that.
People don't know that, you know, I mean, the Granite Capital or you know, Granite.
Oh, Granite is New Hampshire, yeah. Yeah, New Hampshire
well,
is...
Well, New Hampshire, where I come from. But, okay.
Yep. New Hampshire is also branded, that's why.
So, yeah, people don't realize that. They don't understand some of the things. It's really sad, because some of the young people don't understand some of the... how relative some of the stuff are to the different states, you know, things that when you talk about certain things, why they're particular in that state or that area. But anyway, like blueberries. What do you think of when you think of blueberries? I think of Maine.
Me too, but most... A lot of people not in New England wouldn't know that.
Yeah, well,
right?
They're idiots. What can I tell you? I know.
Well, if you've never been to New England, you just might, you know.
No, you don't.
I don't know you think of.
I know I'm totally off subject, but the thing I always got the kick out of being from Boston is driving up to Maine, and they had all these little blueberry stands, and there was nobody in the stand. But there were all these blueberries. It was like $2 a bucket, right? It was the honor system. You know, can you imagine me? They still do that?
In New Hampshire, we do.
Oh, you're from Boston. Me and my brother looking at each other going, oh, this is classic. This is perfect.
No, we still do it in New Hampshire. It's honor system. You go in, you get what you want. You have to, sometimes you even have to weigh stuff out, depending on the farm, and you put in what you owe. Yeah.
Anything. All right, well, that's perfect. All right, so that's why Bernie fits in up there, right? He's just a nice old guy, and yes, as somebody in the chat room said, is the real saying is it's New Hampshire. That's what we go to New Hampshire. So anyway, but Bernie's from that whole New England area. You heard him this morning out there trying to coax. How does he go from ripping apart his opponent to now trying to get those people to vote for him? Because his supporters are supporters for the cause and not necessarily for Bernie. Do you agree?
Yes. But Bernie was what represented the cause. And, you know, just let's take a step back for a second. Bernie, Hillary Clinton, and Trump all are from New York or lived there at one point in time. Bernie's the only one with the New York accent. But how scary is that, that the three top people in this race are all from New York, which is one of the most liberal states in the country, you know, other than the upstate type area. But it's horrifying, and that's what we have. I can't even imagine how anyone in the Midwest or the South or anyone even on the West, other than maybe California, big cities, relate.
What I think is funny is, you know, like you said, he was the champion for their cause. And a lot of them, when you hear them speaking right now, they feel like they've been betrayed. They expected him to fight all the way through to the end. And so they feel, like I said, they feel a little betrayed right now. I don't know. Yeah. They don't stand a chance, do they? And not with this machine.
No, not at all. Of course not. No, it doesn't seem to me that any actual cause for, you know, on the right, whether it's for liberty and et cetera, or on the left, whether it's for more social programs, stand a chance, because the machines are in place, the machines have the money, the machines have the people. Frankly, I think the two parties are done. I think they're over. I think it's time to burn it down and build it back up with actual representatives of the people. I would never agree with Bernie Sanders and all his left-wing programs, right? Ever, ever, ever. That's not anything to do with the Constitution. That's not what this country is about. But I those people should be angry. And when I've met Bernie supporters, they always loved me because I was always protesting Hillary. But I feel
Steve,
bad for them.
You brought people together. That was great.
Yeah, exactly. We were together, unified against Hillary. But I felt bad for them because they really thought he was going to stand up to Hillary. And I'm like, no, he's not. Like, good luck with that, because he's not. And he's not going to do it tonight when he speaks. And he's never going to do it. He's just going to say, vote for Hillary.
Yeah, it's really funny to watch him come out. And he was getting, but you know when I really, you know when you really saw the character that he had, or the, I'll say the backbone that he had? Remember when the Black Lives Matter people jumped up on his stage and took over his microphone? And he backed away. He backed off them. He stood in the back of the stage. I mean, this is his event, and he stood in the back of the stage. So, and then he left. And I'm thinking to myself, is this really? Is this what's going to happen when Putin pushes on him?
Yeah, of course. Look, they're Democrats. Democrats don't, the only people Democrats have the, I'm trying to use the right word that's appropriate.
You mean clean?
Gumption.
Yeah.
My wife says gumption.
Gumption is okay. To stand up against is we the people. They don't care. They're not going to stand up against the Middle East or dictators or whatever, because they don't care. You know, it's a lot. It takes a lot for them to, and a lot of pressure from those around them to actually stand up to the bad people that are doing things in the world, and we've seen that throughout history. But you know, they just want to push around the people. They don't care about anyone outside.
You know, when the people say that they don't, and this is, I just had this conversation with somebody today. When the people say that our vote doesn't matter, it doesn't count. To a degree, they're correct. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't count anymore. But if you want it to count, if you want it to matter, then get off your butts, get out there, vote, get rid of the people that aren't, poor Bernie. I, you're going to laugh at me, but I like Bernie. I like Bernie as a person because he was out there. You knew where he stood on stuff. You know, he was crotchety old guy, but at least he told you the truth. You knew where he stood. And instead we get all these other political yo-hos. But Saturday morning, you know, he really figured that he had a little bit of clout and he had a little bit of power, and he tried to get them to get rid of the superdelegates, which I know you knew it too. They're not going to happen. They're not going to give up that kind of power. But what the people don't realize, and maybe some of them do, and they don't care, the superdelegates take your vote away. You don't count anymore.
Yep, that's exactly it.
She had the nomination before she won the first state. Go ahead.
And that's that's really disgusting. And they talk about, you know, Democrats say Republicans are so bad. Republicans don't have that. It goes by vote and by delegate. It doesn't go by some superdelegate who pledges themselves to some candidate of their choosing in every state if they're elected to office. I think it's disgusting because it should be by, you know, Hillary got more delegates in New Hampshire even though he got like 70% of the vote.
Right.
So how is that fair? How is that? I mean, that's not even, we talked about this before. I disagree with open primary. It should only be what the party members voting for their nominee.
Right.
But that's not leaving out people to vote. That's just saying, you know what, this is who we want our nominee to be. We committed to the party. But Democrats aren't even doing that. They're telling their own party members, screw you guys. We want to vote. We want our superdelegates to vote who we want them to vote for.
So,
and I don't think any of them will be backing Bernie.
No, I know. And then, and again, and like I said, Saturday was so sad because these young, and this is what turns these young people off to politics. They thought they had a voice. They thought they had a chance. They were gaining momentum. And then now you talk about a conspiracy theory. I don't know how true this is. I'd love to check into this at some point. And maybe you have the millions, and I do mean millions of ballots that were, leaning for Sanders have been found. I mean, they've been lost and they'll turn up here. I'm sure they'll all turn up eventually after everything is done.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sure. I think they will. I mean, let's face reality. That's how Democrats work. That's how they get people to vote, because they will blindly vote for the nominee, although I'm finding Republicans will do the same thing, but I just don't think it's in the same amount of numbers as Democrats.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but you know some of the speaker lineup for the Dems are in the next night or two?
I know I just saw a video of Sarah Silverman. I mean, what kind of losers do they have speaking?
All right, that one I missed. You've got to be kidding me. Hey, let's talk about that on the other side of the break, the differences between the two groups and who they have for speakers. Maybe that'll show people some value here, some moral value. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Back more with Kimberly right after this.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the classroom, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can catch us live up on the website. That's therealside.com, therealside.com. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Kimberly does a show on Monday mornings. And it got awful early for us on the West Coast, but Monday mornings, and then also writes in some of the blog posts online. Go ahead, Kimberly, tell them how they can find your stuff.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, which is news, usually local, you know, to New Hampshire politicians or politics. The Federalist Papers Project, Granite Rock, which I write about everything, and Heartland Institute.
I still like Granite Rock. You know, just because
I
grew up with the word.
You'd like to have all the rosters, too. They're great.
All right. So, hey, listen, the Dems try to come off as being all unified. You know, they're one big party. No matter what, they're all happy. They're all getting along. They're not all getting along, and it's not all happy. You know, they made fun of the RNC, but, my God, their convention started off with a real bang, so to speak, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is the worst possible nightmare for Democrats, although, of course, the mainstream media isn't going to really report so much on this and how they're not unified because they're in bed with them. As we saw from some of the emails from WikiLeaks, Politico sending an article over saying, hey, is this okay? I'm going to send it to you before I send it to my editor. What the hell kind of reporting is that?
Well, we listen, no. They want to make sure they stay alive. I mean, really, seriously. Think about it, right?
Any report is colluding with them should be fired.
Yeah, but
you're, of course they won't be.
No, but you're, because you're suggesting or thinking that the it's just the reporter and not the paper as a whole, right? I mean, it's the paper as a whole that's colluding with them.
Exactly. And that's why, even on the mainstream media, you're not going to get much news about the big protests outside and all the protests inside. They will specifically cut it so that you don't see that, or they just won't report on it because they're nothing but left-wing propaganda arm of the DNC. I mean, that's what they've become. And, you know, they'll reap what they sow eventually, too. But they've helped in the destruction of this country, in my opinion. They've helped. They aided and abetted with everything that's going on or going wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know what?
No, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, because you know what? It used to be they would be the in-between the politicians and the people, right? They would report to the people what the politicians are doing, only they would tell the truth. Now they no longer are that. Now they care more about having access to those politicians than actually reporting the truth to the people. And if we get that on the local level, that's why alternative media, which is what I'm in, and what you're in as well with radio, that's why we need to exist. Because none of us would find out the truth if it wasn't for people like us.
No,
because mainstream media does not report it. They don't question politicians, unless maybe they're Republicans. They don't question politicians on lies they say about, you know, studies or legislation or whatever.
No.
And that's why this country, honestly, is going down the tube. A huge part of it is because of the press, because they don't do their job. Their one job, they don't do it.
Well, look, but it's our fault, too, because the conservatives have abdicated their responsibilities. They don't get an education anymore because they don't like to fight. They don't want to find out. They don't hold their ground when it comes to, why can't we put a conservative newspaper together? Why can't you put a conservative group together and have them push? Part of it is we're lazy, too, because there's been some, Kelsey Grammer from... you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, a hardcore open conservative. He tried to start a whole conservative network, right? TV network. And he couldn't get people to come over and watch. Well, we don't support each other. So until we figure it out that the only way we get anything done is we get out there and fight and we make a difference, we're going to keep losing. But we're going to lose because of laziness. You know, they lose because they end up stepping all over themselves at times.
I don't think it's laziness. I think in some cases it's, people don't want to lose their job. You know, now when you go look for a job, if your regular day job isn't in politics, they Google you and they see what's online.
Oh, yeah.
They look at
your
posts. So, you know, if I'm saying going to look for a job and they Google me and they happen to be left-wingers or even Republicans because I nail both, they might not hire me just because of that. Doesn't matter how super qualified I am, they might not hire me just because of that.
No, but my point is if conservatives with money would group together and start their own publication, start their own network, start their own whatever, then you wouldn't have to worry about what and how you write. I mean, Fox did it to a big degree when they first started. That was their goal. Whether we like everything they do or not, they've still been able to hold on to a big degree, in most cases, having the opposite story than the other 15 left-owned stations. Don't you at least agree with that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. I mean, I don't watch Fox. I haven't watched Fox in years other than on occasion, but I just don't watch TV. But I don't believe that they're necessarily not in the tank for their own benefit as well when it comes to the establishment.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, speaking of crazy things and all things Massachusetts recently just banned the sale of all semi-auto guns.
Yep.
And it's effective immediately.
The Attorney General did it, not the legislature.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, he was given authority through some previous legislation that happened. That's really bad. And there was, you know, a bunch of sales of them the night before. But, you know, it's Massachusetts. Most people don't care. They keep voting in these scum that take away their rights. And that's how it's been for years and years and years. I still, Calvin Coolidge must be turning over in his grave that he was ever once governor of that state.
Well,
seriously.
But, you know, there are a lot of people, even in the outskirts of Massachusetts, there are a lot of people with guns. I'm surprised they let them get away. Well, they won't let them get it. Somebody's got to challenge this, don't you think? You think somebody will challenge this?
Well, I think it was challenged before. The problem is the gun rights groups in Massachusetts, the biggest one, goal isn't that great. They compromise too much, and it actually ends up being to the detriment of gun owners in some cases. So I just don't think they have the people to fight. They don't have enough people in the legislature to back them up. And there's just too many people who either don't care or are liberals, leftists, and they want to ban guns. They don't care that guns are banned.
How about the NRA?
I don't think the NRA does much fighting there, and they might be with that one group I told you about that compromises, and the NRA compromises too. So
wow.
Yeah. So I don't know that they have enough people there to actually make a huge difference, to be honest with you, unless they throw out the tools that are voting for this stuff and allowing it to happen. They're never. And the problem is it was Republicans, too. You know,
yep.
Bill Weld, who is running on the Libertarian ticket, was for this ban. Original ban. Romney was for the assault weapons ban. Scott Brown was for it. So these are people who are Republicans who are supposed to be, you know, for protecting the Constitution, and they don't. And this is one of the reasons Republicans keep losing, because, as I said to you before, to indies like me, we look at both parties and we say, yeah, no, there's not much difference.
Well, I'm starting to agree with you from a standpoint of, you know, they'll do whatever it takes to save their own skin. They won't change anything at all. So that is very irritating. You know, somebody sent me this piece real quick on Hillary Clinton's campaign. They were looking for everything they could do to squelch down, push things down, and try to get this thing rolling today by putting Michelle Obama up there, you know, Elizabeth Warren. You know, they even had, what's his name? What's that idiot comedian? What's his name? You know. Yeah, I know. Ooh, ouch. God, what is he was on Saturday Night Live. You know who. Who?
I know who you're talking about if you mentioned. I hadn't heard about him, but Sarah Silverman was up there, too.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes up there, and he is Al Franken. That was it. Yeah, he.
Oh, my God, the baby diaper dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He should still have one. I know he's a senator. It makes me feel bad for the people he's representing. But, yeah, no. He is a piece of work. I mean, seriously. I know people that know him, and he is just one major lying piece of work. And I don't know how. I don't know how these people keep getting elected. I just don't get it.
Well, was he reelected because he won his election illegally?
Yeah.
Through voter fraud. When he first went, but by the time they discovered it all, it was too late to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Yes, it's too late to do anything about it. Number one. Number two is they don't care.
This thing,
you know, when you go see Hillary's America, you're going to see part of how this all ties together. And I saw this happen when I was a kid. Deny, deny, deny. You know, the thugs did it all the time. When they got caught by the police, it was nothing but deny, deny, deny. And
yep.
They got away with it. Hey, real quick, what we're up against to tell people where they can get a hold of you again.
I'm at ConservativeIND on Twitter. I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz, Federalist Papers Project, Granite Groff, and Heartland Institute.
Well, I appreciate
it. Now I get to go watch Bernie talk at the convention.
Well, he's Uncle Bernie, you know. Just remember, he's the guy that you keep away from the kids, but you feed them at Thanksgiving kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot happening after the break. I got a lot more of this craziness coming up in the next hour. And Gary Aminoff's going to join me. He's also a Republican strategist out of Los Angeles. We'll be back in just a few minutes.